Our story is about Rabbi Rabbi Chama, the son of Rabbi Bisa. And the story takes us back to a time during the period of the Talmud when it was customary for many rabbis to leave their home for 12 years at a time to learn. And this was a norm at those times, and the women were happy with this partnership. And the men could attain great heights, and obviously financially this was quite a burden on the wife. It was quite an undertaking, and these were tremendous women who agreed to this, and also tremendous men. Now, the story goes about Rabbi Chama ben Rabbi Bisa, who left for 12 years, and when he left, he left behind a young son. And he left him in the care of his wife. And after 12 years, he returned a huge Talmud Chacham. He had been studying for 12 years straight. That's quite a period to be focused on your learning. And Rabbi Chama said, I won't do like Rabbi Hananya ben Chachinai, who showed up all of a sudden to his house and his wife almost died out of excitement that he suddenly walks through the door. She hasn't seen her husband in 12 years. Suddenly he walks through the door. A person isn't supposed to show up at home without giving fair warning. Our sages say it's not right to surprise like that. You're supposed to knock even in your own home before you walk in. And if a guy knows he's coming home at a time that they aren't expecting him, so Chazal say, Derech Eretz is let them know before you come. Don't just show up a week early. Maybe your wife wants to go have her hair done. Maybe the house is a mess. Maybe a million things. Chazal say it's not right. Proper etiquette is let them know you're coming. So, out of respect for his wife and his home, when he came to the city, he first went to Beis Medrash. He went to an academy in the city, and he sent word to his house that he's back, that he's coming home. And he sat down to learn. Now, there was a young Talmid Chacham named Rabbi Oshaya sitting in the Beis Medrash at that time. Now, Rabbi Oshaya sees a Talmid Chacham walked into the academy. So he stood up from him, and he started asking him questions in Ma'alacha. He sees a rabbi came to town, so he walks over to the rabbi and starts asking him questions. Now, they're talking, and they continue talking. And as they're talking, Rabbi Chama sees that this guy is a really sharp guy, this Rabbi Oshaya. And they're talking back and forth, and he sees this guy's really learned. He's asking questions, but he's learned a lot to ask these questions. And as he's talking to him, the Gemara tells us, this is a story quoted in the Gemara in Ksubos, the Gemara says that Rabbi Chama suddenly had regrets. He says, you know, for 12 years my son's been here without me. If I'd have been here to raise my own boy, maybe my son would look like this. He's looking at this young man who's asking him all these sharp questions, and he's answering them. And after 12 years of serious investment in learning Torah, Rabbi Chama starts having second thoughts. Maybe what I did was wrong. Here I see what a young man could become, and maybe if I have stayed, would be what my son would look like. And after a period, Rabbi Chama got up to go home, and he comes home and he greets his wife. And he sits down, and he's sitting, eating something, drinking something, and suddenly, Rabbi Oshaya, that young Talmud Chacham he was talking to in the academy, walks through the door. Now, he thinks that, this guy must have come to ask a question. He didn't get a chance to ask me in the shul, in the Beis Medrash. So he says, but he's a learned young man. He stands up in his honor. And his wife laughs and says, oh, a father stands up for his own son, really? And then Rabbi Chama understood that the boy he'd been talking to in the Beis Medrash, that young man who was so sharp, that Rabbi Oshaya was his own son, Oshaya. And Rabbi Oshaya understood that the rabbi he'd been talking to in the Beis Medrash all along was none other than his father. And the story ends with that happy ending that the mother gets to see how the father is so proud of how much his son has learned, and the son is so happy he has a father who's such a Talmud Chacham. And here we see the greatness of the mother here, because Rabbi Chama was sure that if I'd have stuck around, my son would look like that. But he couldn't imagine that his wife would be so successful. And we see she was. That she succeeded in bringing up a boy to be such a Talmud Chacham without the father around. Some say that it was his grandfather that taught him all those years, and his grandfather was a big rabbi. It's not clear in the Gemara how the boy turned out so good. Now, this is the story that the Gemara tells us. Many years ago, when I was in Beis Medrash studying, so there were people in the Beis Medrash who were married with kids, who left their families all week, and they'd learn all week, and come home only for Shabbos. And I went to my teacher and I said, is this something to aspire to? Isn't this a great thing that these people and their wives and their families are so dedicated to learning Torah that they leave all week and they only come home for Shabbos, and all week they're learning, and I saw them learning day and night. And my teacher, he said to me, no. And he quoted to me this story. And I thought the story supports them. I said, look, the kid turned out great. Why doesn't the story support them? And he said, no. You see, Rav Chama, at the end of 12 years of learning, as great as his learning was, when he saw the boy, he had regrets. He said, maybe my kid would have turned out better had I stuck around those 12 years. So when I read the story, I think the focus should be on, look, the kid turned out okay without him. That's the way I would read it still today. But I guess that's why I still have to learn, because my teachers held that's not the way to read the story. That the way to read the story is to put a stress on the regret that Rabbi Chama had, and to learn from that. That a person, especially in our day and age, has to realize that he has a responsibility to be involved with the upbringing of his kids and do the best he can to ensure they turn out good. The Talmud gives us many stories of parents who didn't think much would come out of their kids for different circumstances. Here we have one circumstance. The Gemara gives us other stories where rabbis were certain their kids were goners, and then they one-upped them. They became bigger than their parents. So we have to know that against all odds, a kid can turn out to be great. We have to do our best to give him all the odds to succeed. But we also have to know not to write him off, that it's up to the kid, and the kid can and should overcome any circumstance that he's faced with. Both are true. We as parents have to do our best to give them the best circumstances to grow, but they as kids, they don't have an excuse. They have to overcome whatever circumstance they're in.